Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is the U.S. economy being run too hot, part two? The answer is yes, according to the April PPI report, which was highly supportive of our sticky inflation theme. As we predicted over 2 years ago, the structurally elevated bottom in the core PPI cycle perfectly presaged similar dynamics in core CPI and core PCE. Worse, core PPI is moonshotting to the upside. Even worse, inflation is profoundly misbehaving across a variety of key metrics, despite what we view as a transitory narrowing of the federal budget deficit on an annualized fiscal year-to-date basis. If our math is correct, then ABBA and true interest expense will exacerbate the U.S.'s current core inflation problem and catalyze an incrementally and perhaps destabilizing hawkish pivot in the Fed's reaction function in the coming months. The Fed is lagging well behind its central bank peers in terms of the policy tightening that is priced in over the next 12 months. S&P's got one hike priced in. The Bank of England and the Bank of Japan have three hikes priced in. The ECB has 3 to 4 hikes priced in versus the Fed with only 0.5 hikes. More hawkish inflation data would likely induce a Fed catch-up trade that would likely be dollar positive. Well, not likely, it would be dollar positive, global liquidity negative, and explicitly bearish for risk assets amid the return of crowded bullish positioning. The eventual reopening of the Strait of Hormuz is now officially at risk of being a sell the news catalyst. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled, take profits in AI providers and rotate to AI adopters for the next leg. They're quoting me on that, I think, for my Bloomberg segment. Hey, DD, is there a specific list of stocks or sectors that you feel will benefit the most? AI adopters is fairly wide. It could be anything from financials, retail, transport, healthcare, even restaurants. Since you're recommending rotation, I was wondering if you favored one sector over another. So I'll start by saying, you know, you guys know how I feel about retail investors taking back to risk. Do it at your own peril, but there's no reason for you to do that if your goal is to retire on time and come to it. If your goal is to play Captain Hedge Fund, then yeah, let's go. Let's dive right in. From my perspective, if you look at the sectors that have lagged throughout the duration of this risk on market regime, which is well over a month old now, the sectors that have lagged the most or two of the sectors that have lagged the most are financials and healthcare. Because again, the market has basically rotated aggressively into AI providers because they know that's where the sales and earnings growth is going to be from a near-term cash flow and buyback generation perspective. When the Strait of Hormuz is open, and assuming we don't get this Fed catch-up trade that would cause volatility in financial markets, let's put that to a side. Once the Strait of Hormuz dynamic is open, it's highly likely in our opinion, that we're going to see a reversal of such crowded bullish positioning into those AI providers back into the AI adopters because, you know, for a variety of reasons, but we're already starting to see the productivity enhancing benefits of the technology as it diffuses throughout the economy. And we think that is only going to accelerate in the coming quarters and years and catalyze a convergence in the profitability, the productivity, the margins, and ultimately the profitability and valuations of companies that have lagged behind the AI providers. Again, they're transferring the same exact technology that allows them to have structurally elevated gross margins and much higher rates of free cash flow per share growth to the rest of the business, the rest of the economy. And so that transfer of technology is much like what we saw with we transferred all of our technology to China, is there's going to be a catch-up in terms of the operating metrics for those AI providers relative to the AI beneficiaries. So in our view, if you look at what's lagged, it's the sectors that have not, you know, it's basically rotating out of the things that would have done really well in AI beneficiary trade. So you think about financials, you think about healthcare, both of those sectors have a lot of employee compensation as a percent of revenue. And you guys know how we feel about the labor market from a longer term perspective in the context of our jobless recovery theme. So I think that's pretty much it. But broadly speaking, I don't think you need to take sector risk here to pay the AI adopters trade. You know, you can make a much easier, much simpler trade where it reduces your risk of being wrong by just betting on global equities as opposed to the NASDAQ 100 or even more narrowly the Mag 7 or AI, specific names. When you think about the DRAM players and the energy providers to the AI trade, you know, just bet on global equities. We're going to see a convergence between the median business And the median business is margins, the median business is productivity, the median business is profitability. And if we're correct on this theme over a multi-year time horizon, the median business is valuation relative to the companies who are taking on a tremendous amount of debt to raise a tremendous amount of CapEx and ultimately may or may not have the ROI that they need to justify such, you know, what I would consider to be an AI CapEx bubble in the coming year. So to me, it's a very obvious trade. We've seen this movie play out before, U.S. transferring technology to China in the early 2000s. We've seen this movie play out before in the 90s with the European convergence trade. When they launched the euro, you saw the spreads with all the peripheral countries in Europe narrow as their currencies were being converted into the euro on a multi-year time horizon basis. That's essentially what we're calling here today from a bottom-up, from a micro standpoint. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Wednesday, May 13, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.